Sometimes I go through things in life that has implications in the Word of God. And life lessons that we go through in life, they can translate into our relationship with God. So a few weeks ago, we were at a baseball game in Sharon, Illinois, or Sharon, Wisconsin, I'm sorry. It's just on the border of Illinois. And we were driving home, and I take 67 back to Beloit. You know, it just takes you right into Beloit. Well, we're driving along, and all of a sudden, the road turns to gravel. What in the world? So I'm slamming on the brakes, and right at the edge there, the bridge is out. So after I get over, you know, almost driving two-thirds of my family off a cliff, Silas was at home, I think I told Val, I said, what did I miss? What happened? And after that, she started laughing and said, all right, Thelma, the bridge is out. Okay, I get it. So praise God for her. She didn't say, you idiot, what are you doing? So there were signs off to the side of the road. They weren't in the middle of the road. They're off to the side, bridges out. So, and we went through, what, three sets of these things. And I'm talking to her, and I'm just driving along, you know. And I see them off to the side, and I kind of see the signs off to the side, but I ignore them because they're not out in the road, you know. So I didn't read them. I didn't pay attention. They're orange, you know, construction signs. So I think that has a big, I started thinking about God in our lives. You know, God's not so out in front of your life when you're making mistakes, you know, like putting a big sign right in the middle of something that you're doing that you're not supposed to be doing. And he puts these signs off to the side of the road. The other thing, too, is I asked my wife, I said, did you see these signs? She said, yeah. But I just trusted you that, you know, we're going to do the right thing. So I'm thinking, I said, okay, well, if I'm messing up in my life, somebody needs to tell me. If I'm missing these signs, you know, especially with God, you know, if I'm sinning or if I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing and I'm missing the signs, somebody needs to tell me that I'm messing up here. So, okay, Tracy, you better not do that, and here's some of the reasons why. So a couple of scriptures came to mind, and I don't know how much this really applies to this situation, but in Matthew 16, the first verse, let's see here. Oh, second verse. Well, first verse, the Sadducees and Pharisees approached him to test him and show him a sign from heaven. And then number two, it says, when evening comes, you say it's going to be good weather because the sky is red. You can tell things that it's going to happen just by looking at stuff, you know. And we need to be more discerning about our own lives so we don't get caught up in the trap that, you know, that we can get into. And one of my favorite quotes from C.S. Lewis, and I can't remember it exactly, the downward spiral is slow and steady. It's easy under your feet. It's not going to be a big drop-off. So you got to look for the subtle signs in your life and listen to the Holy Spirit, listen to your spirit in your life. Listen to the people around you. Don't get offended when they come to you and say, hey, you're messing up here. The least that you can do is take it to the Lord and talk to him about it. But don't ignore the signs. Don't ignore the people that are around you. And if you see somebody messing up, go talk to them. But that person needs to be open enough to receive what's going on and what they're saying. I am. Anybody sees me messing up, come tell me. You know, and I think everybody in here should be the same way. You know, because these are all brothers and sisters in the Lord. that we have here, and they can see things outside of your own life that you think is okay, but maybe he thinks it's not okay, or that person thinks, okay, you got to slow down. So, and then there was just one more, it's kind of the same vein of, let me see if I can find that. But anyways, it's kind of the same thing. You can discern the signs, you can discern the weather and things like that, but you can't discern the signs of the times. And we need to discern the warning signs in our life, because God's not going to put them out in front of us so to make it so obvious. He wants us to listen to him, to listen to his spirit, and they're going to be off to the side, off your radar, so to speak, and you need to listen to those signs and listen to the things that are going on so you don't get off track with God. And I think this was a pretty good example of how if you don't see the subtle signs in your life, or you can really make a shipwreck of your faith and drive off that cliff if you're not careful. So thank you.